MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rainy day today, high temperatures in the 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6.09 p.m. Today is expected to be a major test for commuters driving into Boston. Although the Sumner Tunnel closed last week to commuter traffic for summer-long repairs, due to the 4th of July holiday, traffic was likely lower than what is expected this week. The Ted Williams Tunnel is taking much of the diverted traffic, and anyone headed to the airport or to Boston should be adding extra commuting time to their plans this week. Options to drive into Boston include the MBTA commuter rail, the Blue Line, the Salem commuter ferry, as well as the newly added Lynn and Winthrop ferries. Lynn schools are providing free lunch to all local students at select schools this summer. This is Mayor Nicholson's Chief of Staff, John Tebow.
Through our partnership with Project Red, we're able to continue the summer eats programs to ensure our students have access to healthy meals and snacks, even when school is out. These meals are provided free of charge and do not require ID or pre-registration. The program is open to all youth ages 18 and under. To find a school serving meals near you, please be sure to visit our city's website or visit projectred.org.
That's John Tebow from the mayor's office in Lynn. The state's largest teachers union is considering a ballot question for the 2024 election that would eliminate the MCAS graduation requirement for high school seniors. Another initiative is the creation of a debt-free college scholarship program. According to a story by the State House News Service in today's Salem News, the Massachusetts Teachers Association is compiling polling data on the two issues. There is an August 2 deadline to file ballot measures. And parking in Gloucester has been a hit-and-miss proposition for anyone trying to pay for a space using the city's kiosks. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga updates the latest in parking enforcement.
Bit of a challenge. Again, when you recall, before I was mayor, they were installed and then they were covered with plastic for many, many months because the wrong kiosks were ordered. They didn't all take coins. I think none of them took coins, with just credit cards in the app. So the correct ones came in, I think, just before the election, 2021. Turned out they still were missing a few steps. The payment system wasn't set up. The app wasn't quite working. We didn't have a maintenance plan in place. We really didn't have a back end, a dashboard, so to speak, to monitor these things. So that's what we've been working on diligently pretty much every week for the last 16 months, however long it's been, 18 months I've been here, trying to get this in order. And a few weeks ago, we got to the point that we felt comfortable. The dashboard is correctly monitoring them, showing that everything is in working order. They're properly labeled with the zones. And we have begun to kick up the enforcement, which was kind of laid back over the last year and a half because it's not right to zing someone with a parking ticket when the kiosks are not in a dependable working order. So you'll notice around town a couple of the Nissan Leaf vehicles, the electric vehicles that were purchased through a grant several years ago, were transferred from community development to parking enforcement. So we've got two vehicles appropriately labeled parking enforcement. They have plate readers on the roof, two plate readers on either side. So they just drive down the street, boom, boom. It tells if someone's, because it's all linked wirelessly. You punch in your license plate number when you buy a spot at the kiosk. And then the system in the vehicle, the enforcement vehicle, knows if you're paid up or not. So it's a pretty efficient way of doing things. And just people download the app. It's a lot easier to do it that way. It's a lot easier to add to the meter if you need to, if you're off-site. But we are pretty confident that we are at a good place now. And if people do have problems with it, you can always go to the next meter or the app. And if you do find one that's not working, please let us know through the C-Click Fix system or give us a call here at the office.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the A's yesterday 4-3 to sweep a three-game weekend series. Today begins the midseason All-Star break with the Major League All-Star baseball game to be played tomorrow night. The international dory races between the United States and Canada took place in Gloucester on Saturday. Teams from Gloucester and Lunenburg, Nova Scotia competed against each other in a race between the two countries that started in 1952. Bill Edmonds, the president of the International Dory Race Committee, has the results.
We had the five divisions in that were sanctioned, and we had one exhibition race that we did to try to bring up more people into a new category. We had a junior division. We had a team from the USA of Caden and AJ Lewis that won the race over a team of Ellen and Grace London from Canada. Those two are actually from PEI, Prince Edward Island. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a little bit off of Nova Scotia, but they won their category in their elimination and they came down and competed. In our mixed doubles competition, the team of Lisa Tanner and Robert Fox won the race in a time of 6:42 over the U.S. team of Alexis Novello and Len Robertson. That was a nice race. The next one was the women's division, with the winning time of 6:52 was a team from Canada, Allie Flower and Kath Moore. They beat two of our very strong women rowers, Ashley Smith and Rachel Cecilio. And then in the masters division, over 50, the U.S. won with the tandem of Joe Sanfilippo and Eric Dombrowski over the team of Bruce Parks and David Croft from Canada. That was a winning time of 6:39. Those are all in the half mile, so that worked out to be a good race. In the open division are the seniors. The Canadians won with a time of 10:25 with a team from Jason Mossman and Simon Bush, beat our tandem of Sam and Peter Terramina, two brothers from Gloucester that do a phenomenal job.
Bill Edmonds, International Dory Race Committee. The Salem News announced their 2023 Girls Tennis All-Stars today, and their Player of the Year is Kendall Scully of Masconomet. That is sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore, thanking you for joining us here today on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.